Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Setelah menghabiskan beberapa tahun untuk belajar magister konstruksi dan manajemen di Universitas Melbourne, Dedi Kristianto direncanakan untuk menyelesaikan program kuliahnya dan akan lulus di bulan Juli mendatang. Dedi yang berusia 24 tahun mengatakan bahwa COVID-19 telah menghalangi banyak rencananya dan ia juga ragu akan berlangsungnya upacara wisudanya. Ketidakpastian lainnya adalah apakah orang tuanya akan dapat mengunjungi Australia dari Indonesia untuk menghadiri upacara wisuda tersebut.
Graduation, obviously you expecting that your parents will come, but obviously my parents like overseas and don't know what's gonna happen in the next few months. So I guess I'm okay, but I think if they postpone like the graduation into like end of the year, which is great. So that means that my parents would be able to come, hopefully.
Di Australia terdapat lebih dari 340 ribu siswa di institusi pendidikan tinggi lulus setiap tahun, dengan siswa internasional berjumlah lebih dari sepertiga dari mereka yang terdaftar di universitas. Dedi mengatakan ia yakin ada peluang pekerjaan di industri konstruksi. Tetapi ia mengatakan bahwa persaingan akan semakin ketat karena pengusaha mungkin lebih memilih penduduk Australia daripada pekerja dengan visa sementara.
Even if this pandemic wasn't even here for us international students, it was already challenging for us to find a job. And now with the pandemic, obviously it would be more challenging.
Sementara itu, seorang mahasiswa komunikasi di Universitas Monash yang bernama Angus McLardy mengungkapkan bahwa ia memiliki banyak harapan akan prospek pekerjaannya sebelum pandemi ini dimulai dan ia berharap akan lulus di pertengahan tahun ini.
My graduation has been pushed back. I could do other units to bring it forward and finish in the middle of the year, but as far as there won't be any jobs going in the middle of the year. So all the advice I've been given has just been, you know, you may as well stay at uni until that, you know, for the extra 6 months, because the job market should be a lot healthier in 6 months' time. But even like a lot of the grad programs that I'd applied for in the advertising space, they all just shut down. They just sent out an email saying we won't be running any grad programs until further notice. So they didn't even go through with their whole processes. I've been looking at getting into that sort of advertising marketing field. But from what I can tell, there's just going to be zero entry-level jobs there.
Sebuah laporan baru menemukan bahwa generasi muda menghadapi dampak serius terhadap prospek pekerjaan mereka selama bertahun-tahun yang akan datang, kecuali jika dalam 6 bulan ke depan tindakan segera dilakukan. Sebelum pandemi melanda, pengangguran di antara kaum muda di Australia dilaporkan mencapai 11,5%, lebih dari 2 kali lipat dari tingkat populasi luas. Angka itu melonjak menjadi 13,8% di bulan April lalu, dengan generasi muda yang berusia 15 sampai 24 tahun terhitung dalam 35% dari 600 ribu warga Australia yang kehilangan pekerjaan mereka. Penulis laporan tersebut, Profesor Paul Flato di Pusat Dampak Sosial di Universitas Australia Barat mengatakan bahwa tingkat pengangguran kaum muda akan meningkat lebih jauh pada akhir tahun ini.
213,000 young people aged 15 to 24 losing jobs in 1 month. That's a huge, huge number. And if those jobs don't return in those consumer-facing areas in the next few months, then I would expect the youth unemployment rate to rise to 20% or around 20% by the end of the year. That's a massive number.
Ia mengatakan bahwa generasi muda dengan pengalaman kerja yang terbatas atau tanpa pengalaman kerja sama sekali sangatlah rentan untuk memasuki pasar kerja selama pandemi COVID-19 berlangsung.
There is a scarring effect and we've seen it before. So if we go back to the early 90s recession, we've got lessons to learn. And in the early 90s recession in Australia, youth unemployment rose and then youth long-term unemployment rose. And what we saw was that those who didn't get into jobs relatively quickly maintained that unemployment position for a long time. And that creates discouraged job seeker effects. It has mental health impacts. There's a scarring stigmatism factor. People lose attachment to the labour market. And it's really, really difficult to get back in for those young people.
Ia juga menambahkan bahwa pemerintah federal harus mempertimbangkan sejumlah tindakan. Contohnya seperti program mentoring dan pengembangan untuk mendukung generasi muda. Sebuah perusahaan bernama 2.0 di Melbourne menyediakan pelatihan dan konseling karir bagi kaum muda yang sedang dalam proses peralihan dari pendidikan ke pekerjaan. CEO perusahaan tersebut, Steve Shepherd, mengatakan ia telah menerima lebih banyak pertanyaan baru-baru ini dari para siswa sekolah menengah atas dan calon lulusan universitas.
Many young people haven't had a lot of good career advice through their educational period. There's often a lot of focus about writing a resume or applying for job ads, but not a match about, well, how do you prepare for interview? How do you, you know, you leverage your networks to identify the hidden job market? I mean, a lot of people actually find their jobs through people they know. We expect the person who's on the other end of the interview to be able to figure out just how good we are and to be able to see the diamond in the rough. And for me, it's like, don't expect them to find that diamond, polish it up and show it to them front and center.
Gina Bell adalah seorang direktur perusahaan manajemen karir yang berlokasi di Sydney, bernama Extraordinary U. Ia mengatakan bahwa segala informasi mengenai bimbingan karir harus benar-benar dikomunikasikan kepada calon pekerja.
It's important that we align that person's values, their level of fulfillment and motivation to be able to do that job as well. So it's not just about placing people in jobs. It's about aligning because I think in the long run, you're going to get people then being happy in the job. That's going to be useful for not only them, but also for us in the long term from a social point of view and also from an economic point of view.
Ia melihat pandemi ini sebagai sesuatu yang tidak terduga yang terjadi di dalam hidup dan karir semua orang, di mana mereka harus membuat keputusan bijak yang akan menentukan masa depan.
What we have to do is teach people that adaptability throughout their life and, you know, those transitional skills to be able to know, okay, this is who I am, this is what I want to achieve. We're not one-dimensional. We're, you know, there's lots of dimensions to us. What am I interested in at this stage in my life? What you're interested when you're 20 is not what you're going to be interested in when you're 40.
Sementara itu, Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison telah mengumumkan perombakan pada program pelatihan kejuruan yang disebut dengan program Jobmaker. Program tersebut bertujuan untuk membantu menciptakan lowongan pekerjaan pasca pandemi COVID-19. Sementara tidak ada dana tambahan yang akan disediakan, Scott Morrison mengatakan ia berharap negara bagian akan menggunakan dana sebesar 1,5 miliar dolar tersebut dengan lebih baik, yang mana telah ia keluarkan setiap tahunnya di bawah Perjanjian Keterampilan dan Tenaga Kerja Nasional. Sebuah organisasi nirlaba bernama Brotherhood of St. Lawrence mengatakan bahwa program transisi kepekerjaan yang didanai pemerintah federal telah melihat adanya peningkatan permintaan. Sally James, kepala pemuda dari organisasi tersebut, mengatakan bahwa ia mengantisipasi permintaan yang akan terus naik.
In the last 2 weeks, we've seen a 51% jump in referrals. So we've had 200 young people being referred to us in the last week. Overall, across the country, there's been 9,000 extra young people who have been referred to the Transitions to Work service across the country, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Program ini memiliki 71% peserta muda dalam pendidikan berkelanjutan dan bekerja selama lebih dari 26 minggu, dibandingkan dengan 40% dalam program kerja aktif untuk orang dewasa. Sementara itu, Miss James mengatakan perlunya untuk menyediakan lebih banyak dana untuk mengembangkan model yang telah membuahkan hasil bagi kaum muda.
You've got business around the table. They can tell you where the job opportunities are. You've got the training sector there who are actually developing the courses that ensure that they actually meet business needs and also build the capabilities for young people to move into those job opportunities. Unless you're doing that, you're getting a mishit around training and work. You know, how often do we hear employers saying, we're still hearing it today, even during COVID, there's some job opportunities here, but where are the young people? Or if they turn up, they're not ready. So unless you've got community pulling together and harnessing the effort in this particular way, you're really not going to be able to dial down youth unemployment.
Anda dapat tetap mengakses berita terbaru seputar coronavirus dengan mengunjungi sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.